Dan Q.
Makalua.
The Mean Team.
Ed Jim.
Don't we already have that as a pre-recorded thing?
I'm Daniel Dan Q. Quick, owner, producer, and regular Polycast co-host. Polycast premiered on October 20th, 2006. Its extended first season included 7 blooper reels, each running 5 minutes in length, give or take. Beginning in Season 2 in 2008, bloopers were added to the end of episodes as opposed to separate reels. Now the best, and worst, so to speak, of both worlds comes together. This is Polycast Blooper Reel Volume 10, compiling the flubs, dubs, and what does from 2016 that were cut from the end of episodes due to time. Let's begin. Why don't I turn it over to Mackie here now to see if she has a comment or two that she would like to bring to the forefront.
Well, Dan, whatever you choose is great.
Well, that's very kind of you, Mackie, but...
Does Mackie even have the comments open?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, but when I wonder spam, I already won. I'm just waiting for everybody else.
Which is why it doesn't count for you.
A terrible segue to this next topic would be not counting. So let's not use it.
Oh, dear.
I mean, the show is quote-unquote officially done, but I don't know if anyone else picked up on this.
Oh, did we miss my speech or whatever? We had the Watch Mojo thing.
Yeah.
I was waiting for an appropriate moment.
I don't know if that was, like, stealth intentional or what. I was just kind of going with it.
Yeah. I was about to say something, and then Mackie started closing it up.
Well, Dan, we'll do editing that and make it sound like we did it properly.
Oh. Imagine.
Okay. What are you doing on the porch? Gosh, wow.
What? Wow.
All right, so Josh, I just need you introducing Imagine again, but then I'll take what Imagine said before and then edit it. So just introduce Imagine and then go on to Phil, and then Phil will say something.
I just said something.
Imagine?
Yep, do better.
Ow. Frick steak.
Oh. Okay, shall we try that again?
Professional task standards.
This is horrible. This is horrible.
Well, that's why we're not professionals, so it's all good.
No, let's just start all over. All right. Imagine?
Oh.
We are good. We are good.
I can still hear the previous Polycast getting played pretty loudly.
I swear it's not me.
Who's listening to the previous one?
I was about to say, it's not me.
No, I was using 240 to steal the intro from.
That was you.
Might have been me. Well, wait, I'm still hearing an echo. Just...
Me.
I'm not hearing an echo.
Me either.
Me either.
Do you have the Polycast?
Yeah, you might want to mute the stream.
Yeah, just pause the stream.
Pause the stream.
Yeah, I think I fixed it. I think it was actually me. It's good to resolve these sorts of things.
Oh, my goodness.
Unless you want to hear yourself the whole time you're doing a recording.
I mean, that's every podcaster's dream, isn't it?
No.
So do I get my countdown, or do I just start now?
No, that was your countdown. You're good.
Wow. Okay, third tries a charm. Hello, and welcome to Polycast, episode 256. I'm guest co-host and happy to be here, Matt Zed.
I have to interrupt you. You have gone into the future. I think you've just invited yourself to episode 256.
Oh, that's 256.
So perhaps from one extreme variation of gameplay to another? LOL.
What?
The next topic.
Segue. Yeah. Is that a segue?
That was a segue.
Segue.
Well, welcome back to the United States, Lisa. I'm glad you made it back in one piece.
Thanks.
Lisa's a little hesitant. She's not certain whether to say thank you or... So I guess Maggie's going to join us when she's available, but she should be joining us eventually. So, Brandon, that means, in the introduction, do introduce Mackie, and then one or more of us will do falsetto Mackie.
One of us, he says. I wonder who it might be.
Well, I didn't want to name names, Lisa, but,
I don't know if I would have to do a falsetto to imitate Mackie. I feel like we have about the same voice.
I don't know that a falsetto attempt would make you sound more like her. That's true.
Well, no. I mean, Lisa is right. Mackie is the only woman on the internet, and Lisa is just one of her many... No, okay.
Oh, God. Really, Dan?
Yes, really.
Mackie's not here to put you in your place, even, and you're already busting this out.
Yes, Mackie is.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay. I'm not supposed to play good cops. Let's just get started.
No, bring out the nukes.
Oh, that comes later. Don't worry.
Oh, and then, Chris, don't forget to also reintroduce yourself.
Just say your username.
Yeah.
Chris? Or have yourself on mute or something. That's
okay. Oh, what? My dog was distracting me.
Just say your username as well.
Arvius.
Oh, are you not Ansleon anymore?
Either or.
Okay, so I get you to say Ansleon then?
Yeah, either or.
Just say it.
Someone laughed despite themselves.
Let's move on to the next episode.
Next episode, what?
Yep, we're moving
That's
on.
That's it. That's it for this episode of Podcast. Yep. See you, everybody. Yep.
That's right, Trevor, get lost.
Oh! Canadian fight.
I know, Dan's raining on your parade again.
Yeah, Dan, take a chill pill.
Sure, I'll take the chill pill and I'll throw it at your face. How about that?
Are you two having a snowball fight?
Not yet. Not yet. We'll have to wait till the winter.
Just a few more days, you know, once it starts snowing again.
So getting to a government that has a wild card slot pretty early is an important move.
Or if you manage to get a wild card slot in some other way.
How would that happen? We don't know. That would be an interesting idea, though, wouldn't it? Okay. All right, let's keep going.
Because everything said on CFC is 100% confirmed.
Back.
No. True now.
Man, I feel like I just got a whole bunch of power welling up.
Oh, dear.
Does that mean no more Venice?
No, I mean, Venice got big, or could get big, in Civ 5.
Yeah, just take out your great merchants.
Yeah, you pop out your merchants and go pop a bunch of city-states. They had no problem getting wide.
I'm just not saying something inappropriate right now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's why it was quiet. We're
there's at least three or four things that are just like, do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, man, why?
It's like, I just got to leave that awkward pause right there. See ya.
Let's do falsetto, Dan.
Yes.
I don't think any of us can do falsetto, Dan.
It doesn't matter. Let's do it anyway.
You've been watching the Polycast, and we're talking about Civ 6, and hope you have a good week and everything else in town. That sucks.
And it's 5 turns until Games and Recreation finishes.
So when the games begin, it's my turn.
We're a little cramped here because we're playing at a 720 screen resolution for the live stream. So normally you can kind of see things a little bit more clearly. We've got some UI creeping in on us here, but we will make the best of it. Confucius is going to be our great prophet this time.
Very historical.
Yes. Obviously, it had a great impact on Brazil.
Yes. Oh, and someone in the chat wants to know if we would like a trade agreement with England. Is that something we want to make set up?
Yeah. Well, you know, trade agreements with England have gotten a lot of press in the Civ community, so maybe we should consider that. We just got a bunch of barbarians coming in from the north. We hadn't even been looking that way.
In 2 turns, I'm going to have this situation to deal with. This is not
fair. Yeah, well, I did send this warrior back, but pretty much your whole army's out of position
now. What is it's a succession game after all. I think it's fitting. So the Anton autocracy is now in effect. So what you're saying is, now that I switched to autocracy, going back to classical republic is going to be really hard.
The way is forward. That may, all troops, we may all regret time. That. As Brazil, we want a great person generation system up and running, and now going back to classical republic is going to incur some pain and suffering.
Yes, we made some unfortunate coworker read all of the placeholder lines while we were waiting on the Sean Bean
review. Yeah, so he's probably being hideously embarrassed by the fact that we're live streaming his versions of the Civic Quest. But
apologies.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, there's Thought Fader. Doesn't that excite you?
If by excite, you mean make me want to punch a hole through a wall, then maybe.
Excellent. That sounds exciting.
To ask that question, she was actively progressing through her feelings. Speaking of active progression.
Actively progressing through holding my fist back and not creating a problem with having to re-backle a wall.
Although, if you really dislike the wall or dislike the color, Mackie, that could be the excuse you need to do some renovations. Oh, I know. Well, if you wanted it to spread more quickly, maybe you should have played as Roman and all your cities would be connected by roads, lol. Yeah. I mean, heck, we've already seen in the game with regards to getting diplomatic intrigue, hey, you should be playing as France. The tooltip says that. You should be playing as France. And I remember it being mentioned on previous episodes. So maybe they should do that as well. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to grow more quickly? Do you want to be able to move your units more quickly? Then maybe you should play as Rome. And then your roads are automatically built for it between your cities. That would be trolltastic. I approve of this. I already pre-ordered the deluxe edition. Stop enticing me even more. Well, yeah, if you've already ordered the deluxe edition, you could order it for a friend, you selfish bastard.
There you go.
If I pay 3 times more than the base price, can I play it now? I don't care if it isn't finished. Just give me that sweet, sweet time-wasting efficiency. Time-wasting efficiency I want on a t-shirt right now. Or a polo shirt, golf shirt, doesn't matter. Man, the AI already gets derp bonuses. We don't need the AI to, like, metagame like a human does. You declared war on me so many years ago, or in previous games. Gurnarg, I remember. And then someone brings up, you know, I'll show you a whale. And
well, hey, there was another set of citizens asking for spice. But hey, at least they told him what they really, really wanted.
What do you really, really want?
Uh-huh. I had to. Someone sent spice.
Dan, are you promoting Colgate or something?
No, but I think you are, because you're the one that just dropped the brand.
Oh, God,
what's
I named
up?
It. What? No,
what?
No.
What are you doing?
Oh, no.
I'm sponsoring the show. Oh man.
No.
Now I have to send them a bill that they'll promptly ignore. Well.
If it's your unique district, it basically is half the production cost of other districts. So it's sort of, it's something you specialize in, something you're good at, so it doesn't take you much time to put it on. I'm not recommending it right now, necessarily, but...
But it has a carnival.
Yeah, I know. And that's cool. And it's Brazil week here, so maybe we should build it. And it looks like we have the Barbarians on the run. At last, we're starting to exert our dominance over them.
You're welcome.
Now that we've been talking about soccer or football, we have to ask our producers, are we out of time here, or can we go a little bit longer? I'm hoping for some stoppage time here, guys.
Did we get any injury time?
Yes. All right. Cool. We have stoppage time. So into stoppage time, I'm going to plow through my next few turns and hand it back over to Anton here. Victoria must be happier with us.
Do we want a trade agreement?
Yeah, it is a trade agreement with England, isn't it?
Oh,
we
got to
do it. Yeah. She wants a trade agreement. The Civ community knows a trade agreement with England is helpful, so there we go. That wasn't even scripted, was it? Funny how these things happen.
Pete asked in the chat, do I get temporary, in brackets, amenities if I pillage an entertainment district? Can I steal someone's fun? I think by pillaging the district, you have successfully stolen some fun. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you have, sir.
Hey, well, I stole that Zixinger's golden toilet. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
Surprise, surprise, it's a promotion. And then I read that and I thought, oh, geez, that shouldn't have been a surprise.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't really be a surprise that some unit somehow gets the ability to climb cliffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. It's called the Popeye promotion.
Okay.
You see, now, kids, there's this character.
Speaking about non-crap stuff, because we actually did mention strategic view, or Dan did, so he therefore opened up the possibility to continue talking about it.
There we go.
Apparently,
wait a minute, what? We didn't even have to preface it with that. Everything is open. The game, everything is open game.
Okay.
Let's try to lock him. Oh, no. I was going to say we can bring our warrior up and try to protect our archer by locking him down with zone of control, but...
I would move your archer back one and have him take a shot, and then you can put the spearman in front of him.
Yeah, kind of wall him off. That's a good point.
A lot of that same tactical interplay like this that Civ 5 had has really not changed much at all. A good point in the chat. They're suggesting that maybe Montezuma is the one who took our jungle pantheon. Maybe that's our long-term plan, is paying him back for that one.
Yeah. We can make a sacred path right to his empire with our spearmen.
Yes.
Oh, no. Someone said that the traitor's name was Sean Bean.
Well, that would explain things now, wouldn't it? So there's this sort of coalition forming to our southeast that we're going to have to be worried about later.
There's a coalition in the Twitch chat that wants us to kill Japan.
Well, if sanitation doesn't come into the industrial area, then that just fits that civilization is about Western culture, I tell you what. Oh, wait, does that tie into another topic we're going to be talking about? I have no idea.
These threads are so fun.
Okay, so you get one worker with one charge and just keep him forever.
Well, I like that notion. It's like, I'm going to build this builder, and all they're going to do is repair, and I'm going to have them for the entire game. And my response would be, how about taking measures not to have your stuff, I don't know, pillaged in the first
place? Pillaged in the first place.
Why did you spend all this time building this builder now to sit around and repair it?
That's not what the topic is.
The next one is yours, Maggie.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I had to find my list again. I have too many windows open, Internet. I'm sorry.
Maybe Maggie really did, when she said bye, maybe she really meant, like, bye.
She's like, while I still can, I got to get out of this.
And we released...
I didn't mean when I actually said, no, I'm hanging up on the call. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, then.
Okay, but that actually means that you have to talk about the topic now.
Yeah. We don't have to do anything. We can just sit here for a while if that's...
No, Dan will make up more puns. Don't do it.
True. I mean, it's not a desirable outcome, but you can do it.
And just in case you missed it, it's actually your topic, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Let me do a little bit more research on this here topic.
Just in time for the Mackie computer fan to cut in and go, I heard it on the stream before I needed the stream. Sorry.
Little era for infinite money, especially in Scythia. A little bit of rebalancing, yeah. Right, where he just straight called it the horse economy.
Well, literally, yes.
Yes.
There'll be no more horsing around.
Ow. Broke Candace's ribs with that, by the way.
I think that generally means you're going to be in the show because you'll be in the blooper reel.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Oh, good.
Support the ongoing Polycast Patreon campaign.
Collective achievements.
Personal incentives.
Month-to-month commitment.
For more information, visit thepolycast.net/Patreon.
I couldn't resist paying personal incentives that way. And I don't care how many takes you make me take. You know, I'm not changing it.
Call in today.
301-637-7659.
441-21-288-7659.
Log on to the series' official website at
thepolycast.net.
Record dates sorted, 2016.
Oh, Dan, just start talking. You know you want to talk about it.